afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Erin Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
There.
Oh, there you
are. I was in like a very small little tunnel there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back.
There you are. I couldn't see you.
Nice. Who's our sponsor this hour? Weisenheimer Bill.
Our sponsor this hour is Team Power, our local Kubota dealer. Team Power is located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, and they do everything tractors and mowers, and right now is a great time to get your machines in there, get them tuned up and ready for spring. You can also reach them on the web at readingtractors.com or call them at 226-9226.
Ta-da! And if you would like to support the show with your business or personally or big or little, however you'd like to do it, please go to wethepeopleradio.us. You can find all of our information on there, emails, phone numbers, sponsorship information, different ways you can go about doing that, and we would love to have you on board. We air out of a studio in Redding, California, far northern California, that has now changed the station thing. It's now 96.5 FM. 0.5 actually counts. You can't round up to like 97 or whatever.
No.
And used to only be 1460 AM. Oh, yeah, it's over there, too. It's actually in more places than I just didn't want to get it wrong since it's kind of new and I suck
well,
at that.
Well, it's nice that we're on FM
I think
now.
Bill be in charge of that. He's got
a lot more reach.
So there's that. WeThePeopleRadio.us always hosts the archives also, and those are commercial-free after Sunday afternoons, and sometimes we do replay them, but you can listen to them anytime, free of charge. And every show we do has a webpage with it, so all the information we reference and different links, and we try to put like the articles, any of the things that we talk about, we try to put on there so that you can go back and review those, because oftentimes there's a lot of information. Today is one of those days. There is a boatload of information. So we'll be speaking with the National Security Advisor from Security Solutions Technology. I tried to throw in more nationalness. And Security Solutions Technology is a veteran-owned company that provides federal government consulting, IT professional services, security assessments, cybersecurity, big deal these days, geospatial program and lifecycle management, change management, logistics, and financial consulting. So pretty much they do all sorts of stuff with national security. So let's see. We were going to have Chuck Floyd on here, but he is jammed today. So,
we're going to talk about
how Bruce is going to be two people.
Yeah, how our national security has been compromised,
and absolutely.
It truly has been compromised.
And so, there are people who believe that right off the bat, and there are other people, oh, that's just so silly. I hope you will go on the website and read the information that's on there. So. Definitely don't take my word for it. Don't take Bill's word for it. You should take Bruce's word for it. But go on there and look at all the information they have provided. And just for frame of reference, it's March 31st, 2019 when we're airing this the first time. So if this airs at a subsequent date, there may be some slightly different political things happening. You never know. And then in the month of March, we're going to pre-record a few things you have to look forward to. I think you'll really like them. And we're working on putting a show together with Patrick Moore, who was the founder of Greenpeace, and then left Greenpeace in the dirt because they got way too crazy. So we have some fun things in the hopper for the future. But today's article that Bruce has supplied us with is National Security Compromised. And it's about U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA Court, and the DOJ Special Counsel's Office Analysis and Review. So there is a we're just going to follow along. Bruce is the one who prepared most of this, so we're just going to let him take us where he'd like to go. Bruce?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chuck couldn't come on. We actually have enough for two-hour programs, as you can see. These are very grave national security matters. It's been called a hoax. That is true. But behind the hoax are the grave national security matters and how this has been predicated.
Well, yeah, beyond the whole Russia thing.
Yeah. What we're looking at is the crucial support system for the President of the United States been compromised. Everything he does everything his White House staff did had come under the scope of a special counsel's office investigative process. Notice I'm talking slow because I want the American people to understand and the people in Europe where this has gone and how extensive it's been, to what extent it needs to be what we call in the investigative process discovery. There are numerous avenues to take here. If we look at what it was called, it's called Operation Crossfire Hurricane, or some people call it Spygate. That is a grave national security matter that needs to be closely looked into, not only forensically in terms of how they used it cybersecurity-wise with, I'll call it 5E and 14Is and what was made available to them through the FISA court, but it was the FISA court itself and what degree they used the warrant. So let's get back into the first part of what we're talking about. They purposely abused and manipulated the FISA Court Espionage Act. That is very excessive use of investigating somebody unless they are a spy. So being a spy, this is, of course, appropriate and fittingly done. But given the course of events and how the courts were used by the court and warrants, this is unprecedented. So there's where the abuse lies. There's where it's purposely abused and manipulated.
Well, is this, Bruce, excuse me, is this where they determine that this person is a spy, or they already know they're a spy, and so they can use this avenue?
They are making conjectures based on evidence that was not predicated on anything substantial. It was unfounded.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take it from that perspective, that's why people are calling it a hoax and all the illusional delusions and stuff like that. But those things are more made for media. You know, it's an attention grabber, but doesn't give you the basic understanding of how deep this went into the presidency of the United States, the White House, and his ability to execute his policy and programs. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
It's far-reaching and very disturbing. And people who are involved in this, that's what we're talking about, it's the grave national security matters, have to be looked at in such a fine scope way, breadth and depth, that everybody needs to be called into a court system, and however, you know, Attorney General Barr would like to look at this, Lindsey Graham had said, yes, let's take a look at it, but there's the technical side of how it was adapted and used. That far exceeds anything people could imagine that could have been done to the President of the United States and the White House itself, the physical body of the White House, how they were spied upon.
Right.
So we talk about that a little later.
And just a normal, everyday citizen should be concerned about this because they can do the same thing to you.
No, they're doing it to people right now.
Yeah.
That's the ability that they were given.
Yeah, so if they decide they disagree, like in this particular case, disagree with your politics, they can use the secret court, which is secret for a reason. But by manipulating that secrecy, they can go after people without their knowledge.
Yep. Well, that's what's supposed to happen with the CIA operating outside the United States.
Right.
But once it's operated inside the United States, then we have another case. So that has to go through a FISA court with the FBI and getting a warrant. But there's another aspect to it, that the NSA records everything. So if that is compromised and used not only in the FISA court but through another vehicle, then you have this as a huge encroachment on, well, you're talking about individual privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a matter that far exceeds what has been done to the President of the United States.
Sure.
Sure, and anybody who helped him in the campaign and that sort of thing. They just really targeted people. We've got to take a really quick break. We'll be back with our guest, Bruce Moran, when we return. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood? They take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Those things are based on that, but they really sound evil. It's probably Brandon or Clapper.
Yeah.
They were performing with Joan Jett.
That's what it was.
Back in the day.
So Bruce, we were talking about the, I guess you could call it overreach of these.
Well, it's not only overreach, but they entrap and use treacherous means to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes beyond the scope.
Right.
See, overreach is finding out things. Then you entrap the people and you use treacherous means to get them to turn. That's what you do with spies. So they're calling people spies that weren't. We don't know how extensive this was done with the unmasking. There was a whole slew of unmasking done under Samantha Powers.
And so for people who don't know what that means?
You're given the ability to go in and look into people's backgrounds. And it's done to... Literally, if it was done at the State Department, you might think it's used for foreign affairs. But if they're unmasking and they're using it for domestic, then you're wondering what the heck is going on here. So that's what I'm saying. It's a little more complicated in a way where we have to go in and find out, because Samantha Power said she didn't sign on to some of this, and her name was on it.
Right.
So we have a huge problem in national security right there, just in unmasking. And I know it's been talked about on Hannity and Tucker Carlson. Lou Dobbs does a good job, too. But the important part here, and the critical part here, and the essential part here, is why was this done in the first place? And what was Operation Crossfire Hurricane doing in operation? So let's look at Operation Crossfire. What does that mean? You use any means necessary to get them in a crossfire.
Okay.
Okay, that's the FISA warrant number one. Okay, it's not FISA warrant number seven. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can go by any means necessary. What's hurricane?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming it's a whole bunch of crossfires.
Okay, we have our intelligence group. We have our teams that work with the White House. And then we have our SEAL units. They go into the field. And they have all the CENTCOM at their disposal to watch where they're going, how they're doing it. Then they have Global Hawk overriding them. Then they have cruise missiles. Then they have the nuclear submarines for extraction. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The way they're watching over the White House in that great detail, and that's why you can call it Spygate. But it's more than that, because it goes into the technical applications and how that was used. Vault 7 of the CIA might have been used to go in and to tap a lot of things in there, but that comes up later in number 7 we're going to talk about. But I'm trying to talk at the degree and the breadth and depth of how this was done to entrap a president of the United States and his staff and his National Security Council. Now, if you just look at the National Security Council, it was coming on board, they disrupted it right at the beginning. Mike Flynn, it was a collaborative effort to get Mike Flynn out of there. He's only in office for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And how many National Security staff were on board at the time? The president had to make some huge decisions. And right now, there's some 400 people, I believe, that are working for the National Security staff at the White House. It's also called old executive building. But in total, you've probably got 1,200 people in all the different capacities working at the White House, so in an old executive office building.
And the reason they needed Mike Flynn out of there was so they could continue to misdirect and
Of course.
You know,
but the reason they wanted Mike Flynn out was to weaken the presidency of the United States at the onslaught.
Mm-hmm.
It was a collaborated effort. So this in and of itself is highly a great matter of national security.
Well, your list is really good, too,
wait till we get down there. Yeah, people understand it even more so as we...
Right, but I mean, on your second bullet point, I think it's important to... Because so much has happened since the beginning of the Trump presidency, but you have a good list here of the things that were happening at that time. So
that's right.
While he's getting in office...
The Califat State was in full bloom.
Yeah.
It run through Mosul, or down Ramadi, Fallujah. You know, I worked on this, on the Christian genocide with Ambassador Haley. So, and we were involved in other things on the ground there, too. But it's Chuck and I and several other members I won't mention because that's a different disclosure thing. So,
but you had a lot of stuff going on at that time.
We were looking at the Afghanistan Stability Operations.
Yep.
And Mike Flynn was head of that. And he drew up plans. You can look it up on the web. Mike Flynn drew up a whole protocol to have stability operations in place. So taking him out, he absolutely knew Syria, Iraq. You know, I mean, you're talking about a high-end military official and taking him right out of the program and not having all your national security people in place. You're still interviewing them.
Yeah,
that's
so
what I'm talking about.
So you're basically crippled coming out of the gate. You don't have the
They crippled the president of the United States coming out of the gate.
Right.
Beautiful description.
So that was the first thing they did.
Well, that was more than that because there were a ton of leaks coming out at the time too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The president couldn't understand how his meetings were being leaked to the press. And who were leftovers from previous administration were providing that, or how are they being tapped, or who's giving up the information? It's a highly complex web. I can draw five webs here, you know, and how this takes place. We want to keep it simple right now, and then when Chuck comes out, we can do another two-hour segment and talk about that part of it. Excuse me.
Well, I think you had mentioned, and part of the stuff I was reading here was they actually wiretapped the White House.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be looked at by Attorney General Barr.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting way ahead of us because I want to go slow.
Okay.
Because it's very complex. And that's what the media doesn't want you to know, how extensive this was, how deep it was, and how it hampered and still hampers the president of the United States. That's what my concern is right now. He's still being hampered, and they're calling it the deep state or the swamp. You know, those are cute terms, but there's a lot of intricate matters that are being handled in that fashion that are stopping the national security from fully being implemented on all matters of policy and programs in the United States of America from the executive branch into departments of agencies. That's heavy duty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if we can go on to number three, and that's what Aaron was talking about. That's the unmasking part. But it's insidious the way this was done and how it was hidden. So if you want to call it Operation Crossfire Hurricane, that's fine. If you want to call it Spygate, that's fine. But this was a deep, thrown out all national security protocols and turning it upside down on its face and using it against the President of the United States and his staff and people at the White House.
Because in real life, if they wanted to listen to phone calls or they were following things, they wouldn't necessarily know who the people were. Is that the deal? And then the unmasking tells them who they're listening to? Or is unmasking making them public?
No, it's still within the intelligence agency, but they're trying to provide information to further investigate. You see what I mean?
Right.
But if it's used for political purposes, then they're using it for taking people out.
Yeah,
that's a whole different matter.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here. Maybe there were 200 of those we want to have a look at. We don't know yours truly or, you know, our friends or, you know, there's probably 500 people that we know of that could have been part of that whole process. You know,
is that necessarily...
People who applied for the transition team, people on a transition team, people on a political campaign, that's what we want to know.
Right. And is that necessarily illegal to use?
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask me the question. That's what we've been talking about. It's a national security matter, deep, grave problem.
I think we've heard, and I guess the reason I'm kind of going over this a couple of times is because we've heard this stuff so much, it sort of sounds passé. I mean, the danger is we kind of go, oh, yeah, they did that, but, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're calling it a hoax, but it's more than a hoax.
Yeah, they've done it. This has been going on for,
you know,
it's been going on for 2 years, and still nothing's being done about it. So people, I think, are getting a little bit.
Lindsey Graham wants to take that up. Okay, but A.G. Barr has a larger task before him to review this, and I hope they take a look at what we wrote and go into greater detail of finding out what, if you want to call it, Operation Crossfire Hurricane or Spygate, whatever you want to call it. You're looking at a deep national security concern and problem that exists today and needs to be corrected and addressed properly. That's where we're headed. We don't want to go anywhere and say, go on to the next election, we'll elect all Republicans or, you know, get these people out and we'll put people in who'll do the right thing. That's not what exists. The whole bureaucratic system in government, the executive branch, has been change to facilitate what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about making sure people are called on the rug or replaced in that capacity?
Well,
just
I think the State Department
has some 68,000. Defense Department, you know, you're talking 2 million. So
dang,
what we're talking about, and up at the Pentagon, we're talking about there's a whole host of ways you have to go by a protocol and find out how, when, to what extent this existed. Now, this can never, ever happen again. Never, ever happen again. We're being spied on by our allies, Christopher Steele. I mean, what is that? I don't want to go into that because I talked about that before, and I was very ticked off about that at that point in time.
The American people have been deceived. I just think that on the information that's out there, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who was behind it and what they did. If they don't start handing down some indictments on some of this stuff, it will happen again. There's nothing in place to keep this from happening
again. It's happening right now, Bill.
Yeah.
They're doing it right now. That's what I'm saying. The president is up against it.
Right.
That's the misconception. Oh, we won a victory lap.
Right, no.
No.
No, we haven't
won anything.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on, boys. Come right back.
All right.
Going to take a quick break. Our guest is Bruce Moran. He is with Security Solutions Technologies. We are discussing the national security compromise that really the media isn't always going deeply into. You've got a ton of information at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back.
Maybe did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
We're bringing them down. That's the plan. That's the goal. Isn't that the goal?
Bill can read that one piece we wrote there, but Okay, let me give you an example of the victory lap we're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The president's doing the victory lap. There's a big crowd all around him in the stadium, but he's doing it in an armored vehicle, and he's being shot at from all directions. That's Operation Crossfire Hurricane going on. Still, it's just not the investigation is over. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I guess what I'm not getting is we know these people were involved. We know what
there's more than these people. That's what I'm saying.
But
it's not these people. There's a whole slew of people.
Well, sure.
This
group. And we know a lot of the players. There's probably a bunch we don't know. But the ones that we do know, why are they still in office? Why are they still there?
Been let go. I mean, certain of them have been let go. So, but. The point I'm making is that's the questions that are always asked on Fox and other stations. They want to present their point of view, and the other station wants to present their point of view. That's not my point of view.
Okay.
This thing is going on right now. The players are deeply embedded. Those are some surface players that were heads of departments and agencies. Some of them haven't been looked at or brought into a hearing in the Senate or the House or through a special counsel. You have to look at the larger play, why national security has been damaged and how the presidency has been compromised. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different focus. That's a deeper focus. Then you got to stop it from happening.
Right.
And you got to call people on the rug. Okay. I think what I call people on the rug is executive orders have to be written. Congress has to change some of its scope. That's the House and the Senate. A lot of fallacious information was being said. Elected officials were saying erroneous things that damaged national security.
Well, they were literally leaking.
True. That is also true. They're not only leaking, but they're saying things in the media.
Yeah, yeah. You had old pencil neck who was sitting in the meetings looking at all the secret stuff and then just talking about it.
It's not Russian collusion. That's what people are mistaking. It's national security that's being compromised.
Right. And they've
people need to get that straight in their heads.
Well, they've
that's why I am trying to be emphatic about it, because everybody is being dissuaded from looking at it from this point of view. If you talk to somebody from Gina Haspel's organization, you know, the CIA, they know it went down, but that's a whole different avenue, you know, because they know it's been compromised. They know what people violate the CIA charter. See what I'm talking about?
Right.
But that has to be brought front and forward to a attorney general, now we have Barr, that will take a look at this on a larger scope, because this is the history of the United States that's been compromised here. That's what the founding fathers had embedded into the Constitution, the separation of state, you know, church and state, the separation of the three branches of government. You know, so you have this being totally compromised. That's the national security greater concern. It's happening in Europe, too. You know, you see them having problems with Brexit, you know, in England and in France. So this is not just indicative of what's going on in the United States, but in the United States you see this larger picture, this huge attack on the Constitution, a huge attack on the Declaration of Independence. These are our freedoms, our rights, and our liberties that were violated of everybody, and the president represents us all. That's what I'm saying. And everybody in the White House.
Right.
If certain of them in the White House were part of Operation Crossfire Hurricane, then that's what Bill's talking about. But the larger concern is, how is a president going to be effective and run the government given these larger constraints?
Well, I guess I'm looking at this has been going on for 2 years. They've pretty much figured out what's going on. Not everybody and everything, but they know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on until we bring it to a court and people are found guilty.
Right, right.
And there's a lot. They had 1,000 subpoenas.
And so we've got
I don't know how many subpoenas they have to issue here. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Sure.
I don't know. It could be... I don't want to go into that because that's a different subject matter. And that's... But what we're trying, what I'm trying to convey, Bill and Aaron, is that this matter has to come full-fledged forward so the American people know how serious this was and how important it is to correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for, you know, our brothers and sisters in England. You know, they have that Brexit problem in France. So those are smaller because ours included the President of the United States. And the whole national security matter was turned upside down and backwards. So let's go a little bit more forward.
I think we're down to number four.
Don't skip Goebbels, though. That's such a good quote.
This is such a terrible thing to talk about for me because I've been through it with all the different people I know, different agencies and departments, and I hear all the pushbacks going. It's just terrible. Terrible beyond compared to the American people can never realize. That's what I'm trying to talk about. We know exactly how bad it is. And it's just not a hoax. It's the president's policy and programs. It's the way they're being shoved aside. That's what I'm talking about.
And so you have a section here where you talk about you had a quote there from Goebbels on propaganda and how propaganda works. And it says,
would
if you
like to read that, please?
Yeah. It says, if you tell a lie big enough in regards to, say, Russian collusion and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. A lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state, special counsel's office, ongoing investigation, can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. And I mean, that says a lot right there. And that's exactly what they've done over the past 2 years. And now we have to expose that so that people do understand the implications of what they've done.
But then the next sentence, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. And so I think the great example that you listed is keep the special counsel's office investigation long and enduring. So over 2 years. So they use all of their power to repress dissent because the truth, like the actual findings of the Mueller report, is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. So as long
it's
as they
so
can
profound.
Keep...
It really is. It's
simple.
It's exactly what we're looking at.
Yeah. You make the web deep enough. That's the thing. You have to have a lot of players. You have to have a lot of moving parts. You have to be doing tricky, complicated things people don't know about, FISA courts and unmasking and all that. And eventually people kind of go, I don't know what they're talking about. They're not doing it to me, so how bad could it be?
Yeah, but then you still have people like Schiff who are still out there beating the drum.
Pencil neck?
Collusion. Yeah. Where it's just propagating the lie.
But here we go, and we're talking about grave national security matters, and he had promulgated that kind of material as a elected official, and that's compromising national security when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's looking at it from that point of view.
Right.
Well, he's sitting in the meetings where the actual evidence is being given, so he gets to see things we don't have access to, and he comes out and says, oh yeah, these guys did it. They did all sorts of bad things. I just saw it. I saw it all. And it turns out he really didn't see it all, but makes it very hard for the White House or anybody else to refute other than to say, you know, no, he didn't. It turns into second grade.
What we're saying is everything was falsely premised accusations and gross assumptions. And that was being fed constantly for 2.5 years.
Well, it's fascinating because
how can an elected official support that? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Adam Schiff, but, you know, in particular, you know, but it is.
It is.
How?
He's just not the only one.
How in their right mind do they want to go there and unless they're involved in a larger Operation Crossfire narrative, you know, hurricane narrative.
Well, geez, Bruce, I drove a couple hundred miles yesterday, and I'm listening to progressive radio because I like to torture myself. And this comedy channel just isn't as funny, so I listen to those guys. But they kept bringing it up that Trump said these things right out in the open, and they always used the same example, was when he said, gee, maybe we should get the – he was making a joke. Maybe we should get the Russians to give us Hillary's emails. And they used
that. That's a very good point here.
But they used that as proof.
Because we're looking at the Russians for collusion, how come we're not using all that – all those resources at the special counsel's office, investigative staff, and at the White House to look at other matters of national security import. We are so distracted in doing that. It's constantly in the media that we're not serving the national security interest of the United States of America.
Right, but I mean,
talking about
even
that's the damage that was done.
Even to go back to the Goebbels thing, though, with that, they use that as an example of the collusion. Look,
that's right.
He even said that. He said we should get the Russians to do that. It's like, oh my God, what are you, an only child? It's a joke. Hello.
And let me flip the card on the other side. They say the Russians are involved with interfering with the elections. The Russians forever have been interfering with the elections in the United States.
And we do it, too.
In Europe. That's why there's a wall of Berlin there. You know, they're interfering everywhere all the time. If you want to call it interference, that's what they do. They're a country that wants to expand their power and reach.
Mm-hmm.
And China has done it even more. So if you're talking about China, then you look at Russia in comparison. China is all over. Much more than Russia is.
Yeah, they've
now,
got
they just sent 100
resources.
Advisors to Venezuela. That's what the Russians did.
Right.
So we can talk about that in another show.
All right.
I'm saying
the reach of
Russia is different than the reach of China.
All right, we've got to take a quick little break here. Sorry I kept on the only children out there. Just, you know, when you come from a big family, you learn how to joke around. So I always assume you must have grown up in a vacuum. But you could be humorless and not be able to take a joke and come from a big family. So there you go. Everybody under the bus. We'll be right back. Sing it, Johnny Rivers. What a guy. All right, Bruce, we're going to finish, let's see. I guess before I say, are we going to finish number four on the list, I should let people know that we are reading from a list that Bruce gave us and we posted at wethepeopleradio.us. So you, too, can follow along in your spare time once we find Bruce somewhere deep in Chicago.
Hello, Bruce.
Went to go get a pizza.
Me, myself, and I.
Or he's running from some criminal.
All of us are here.
That's okay. Probably more likely. He's out investigating the Smollett case.
I told Aaron before this program, because I joke when we're talking about other things, but this is so serious a matter of national security import. It's not being discussed and properly addressed. That I'm trying to keep our tone in a way that people who are listening know that we need to take a huge look at what has happened and how to correct it. It has to be done in Congress. It has to be done at the executive branch. It has to be done through the White House.
Because that's going to be spun.
Barr has to, you know, help sort this thing out.
But see, don't you think, Bruce, though, that as they start to look into all of this, who did what with whom during this whole deal, that's all going to be sold to the public as just retribution. These guys are just picking.
Don't even go there, because this has to be done in a way where it's keep off that part of the conversation. That's what I'm saying.
No, but what I'm saying is, the opposition is going to tell
people
that.
It's pretty obvious. That's what I'm saying. Let's not go there, no.
Well, I'm going to go there. It's too late. I already went. You were somewhere. I don't know where you were. There was a moment of silence, and I filled it in.
I think what Bruce is saying is one of the...
Is he just want to go there?
One of the lines in here is the insidious collaborative undermining efforts of a host of senior-level administration officials.
They haven't even been talked about in the public yet.
Right. And the resources... And personnel and resources that were wasted defending all this stuff when it could have been used...
Yes, to do productive things.
To do our productive national security. So there, we're back on track now, Bruce.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Hey, not a problem. All right.
We do what we can.
But one of the things that I think is of great magnitude is take a look at... If we move down to the Pandora's box you in problem, that's indicative of what I've been saying and how we have to address that. And as you look at what we're talking about, this happens on the watch of both the Dem and the GOP officials. So it's not just, you know, Democrats or just Republicans doing their official duty to support the president. It was everybody in office at that time when he got elected.
Right.
Since such time, 500 positions have not been filled. These are Class C positions. To go into those areas that we've been talking about in the executive branch to help support his policy and programs.
Now, how unusual is that for a new president?
Done within a year and a half.
Yeah, here we're 2 years in, and he still hasn't been able to fill those positions because of this.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He's been strapped. It's a national security problem. He can execute his problems and execute his programs and policies as required by Congress. You know, that's what his duties are as commander in chief. But it's not only that. He has 3,000 vacancies that go along with that that haven't been filled. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, imagine what we could be getting done and what could have been done had that all been taken care of by now.
Right. So they needed to confirm 500 appointees, and they didn't fill 3,000 vacancies. These are people we know personally who can come in and help out. And to help support the president.
Right.
That's a huge number of people. We're talking more. We're talking about there about 4,000, but, you know, we gave a conservative not filling 3,000 vacancies we knew of. Because people are coming in and out of government all the time.
Sure.
You just think of the State Department, there's 68,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about Class C, so those are the administrators of each of the departments and agencies. Those are 500.
Right.
That's a huge amount of people that need to come in and help support the president's programs. Then you have the other 3,000 that are going to be in there helping out, too. What have they done to the president of the United States?
Well, they've totally hamstrung him. I mean, they...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This was the part I was talking about earlier that you have to look at in conjunction with how the president has been damaged. And even though he has been damaged in this capacity, his performance outweighs the amount of corruption that went about to keep him from fulfilling his duties.
And do you think they really expected that? I don't. I think they
expect the economy to pick up. They didn't expect anything. They expected him to fail from the get-go.
Exactly. Or
and
quit.
They were trying to keep it that way, and it just turned itself on its head, upward and backward, and he's still functioning at a low level of performance. So that's what I'm saying. He's doing an outstanding job. That's what I'm trying to say. What could he have done?
Exactly. Yeah, think of what could have been accomplished had he not had to constantly fight off the rabid dogs. I mean, if he could have just done his job.
That's like what I'm saying. You're doing the lap around the stadium. Everybody's still shooting at you, and you're in an armored car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's talking about. He doesn't have the other people in the stadium to stop the shooting. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They need to be up there, and then if they're shooting at the armored car, then they get shot up. They're going to quit shooting because they're going to have to run for their, you know, run for their hides.
Well, hopefully that's where we're.
What upsets me the most, what I'm talking to you about,
This
entire insidious operation that's going on currently, and not getting the proper appointees. We were supposed to go in the first year. We were told that.
You and Chuck and the guys from Security
Solutions.
Well,
500 of us.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about 500 people who are going to be used in the approval process. Everyone that gets approved brings in 20, 30 people. See what I mean?
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
And then a lot of stuff could be getting done. So before we run out of time this hour, not that we don't have another hour, that we can go into it, but I wanted to see.
Well, we can talk about what you want. I think we can do another two-hour program with Chuck and talk about a little particulars, a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What about the Russian, the British spy guy? Do we have time to do that in a minute?
Talk about
not really.
That forever, because they're kind of like our brothers and sisters. At the same time, they've been working against us. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy against. They're our allies, and then if they use 5E, or 14 eyes in conjunction with that, and Christopher Steele and Orbis, I don't want to talk about it right now, but okay.
All right.
Everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not only the intelligence community, it goes way back for 20, 30 years. So there's a lot of different people from the GOP and the Democratic Party, and, you know, all these contacts are pretty well embedded and endowed with black money. So.
Yeah. I mean, just the idea
that's what I'm saying. That has to be disclosed. And people who ran that operation, Crossfire, Hurricane, from that perspective, have to be shut down or fired. I'm sure they're going to be shut down, but, you know, as I'm talking about it, I got angry about it when we talked about 2 months ago. And they knew. And they all know who we are, you know. And sometimes they consider it a game, but in terms of the presidency of the United States national security, it's not a game now.
No.
No, no, no. There's too much
you
at stake.
Him and throw him out of office.
Yeah.
And it's not a game.
So we have a whole lot to cover in the second hour. Our guest is Bruce Moran. He is with Security Solutions Technology. You're listening to We the People. Please join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back. Second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Team Power. Team Power is our local Kubota tractor dealer. It's springtime in Northern California. Time to get your equipment in and get it serviced, checked out, and ready for spring planting and mowing and all that.
And if it just looks tired and sad and rusty and old, just get a new tractor.
Just go get a new one. Yeah. They got lots of those down there, too. They'd love to take that old one off your hands. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, just right off I-5, just south of Phil's Propeller. And you can call them at 226-9226 or get them on the web at readingtractors.com.
Ta-da!
There you go.
All right. So not to dilly-dally, because we have a lot to cover today. You can find all the information that we're discussing along with the archives of the program probably by about 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon. They will be a commercial-free archive posted for you at wethepeopleradio.us. You have the information to contact Bill, or you can contact Aaron. You can email us or call us. Our phone numbers and stuff are right on there. We like to hide right out in the open. And our guest today is Bruce Moran. He is with Security Solutions Technology, and he is the National Security Advisor for them. He focuses on strategic planning for the national security stuff that they do. And as a consultant, he works with public officials, U.S. government committees, departments, agencies, think tanks. That's what we're doing. He's working with us because, you know, obviously we're a think tank. And corporations. Works on special national security projects. And they define clear, hands-on working solutions for crisis preparedness and crisis readiness scenarios. They work with all the departments in the government. They send things to the White House. They're just all-around smart national security guys. So the focus of today's show is national security compromised. And so we're talking some about the FISA courts. We spoke about that in the first part. And what's happened with this little Russia thing. And the fact that it's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over. So
and it's still going on.
The folks who, perpetrated all of this really need to be figured out because.
And the point we were on when we had the break was the fact that over 3,000 positions have not been filled as of yet.
In the Trump administration.
In the executive branch because of all this flack they're throwing up and that you know, they have to defend themselves from. If they would just let them alone and let them get their jobs done, imagine what we could have gotten done. And what Bruce was saying was that these 3,000 positions, that's just the executive positions. Each one of those probably bring 15 or 20 people along with them. So there's a lot of folks that are waiting in the wings to be confirmed once we get the
they don't all need
cleared.
To be confirmed, but just to get things done. I mean, we're
done.
Not looking to bloat government by any means, but there are a lot of things that need to be accomplished instead of running around on. I mean, it's a little bit like, I guess, in micro, and it's interesting that Bruce is in Chicago because the Jesse Smollett thing is in Chicago. And look at how much time the police wasted investigating that, only to have it be a hoax. And then at the end of the day,
they throw it all out.
They threw it all away and let the guy walk. And if we do that at the national level,
imagine.
You never stop that stuff.
But we say it's 3,000 people, but we're talking about national security.
500 Class C positions that are under the secretaries, assistant secretaries, all that, 500 of those in each of the departments and agencies.
Right. So how effective are your secretaries when they can't even get their people in there to help them make the decisions?
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Execute the president's policy and programs, which is required by law, and that they have to check back with Congress for accountability standards, responsibility and transparency. It's not being done.
Nope.
And that's the president's being sidelined, just from that point of view.
So we were talking about the Pandora's box you in, Bruce. Why don't you pick it up there
Well, that's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
What you heard before, there was this commercial break you had, and there were maybe five, six different, talking about Joe Biden and different things that are happening. That's what goes in people's minds. That's what I'm trying to convey here. All this information, it's a super jamming effect on people, and they can't absorb everything. If you're trying to isolate what we're talking about, try not to think of it as a hoax, right? Or Spygate, okay? Or Operation Crossfire Hurricane. Think of it as a big problem with national security that needs to be corrected. That's a different way of looking at it. Damage has been done to the national security of the United States because of this. And these people are responsible. They use the counterintelligence FISA court for that reason. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page because I can talk about it in several different ways. But that, in particular, is what gets my goat personally. These are our friends. And when we were talking about it before, we don't know whose lives have been sacrificed because of this misdirection of national security. It's been compromised. There are a lot of people who can attend to a lot of different things in national security. They haven't been doing it. And all these appointments in these different positions.
And when you talk about national security, I think the layman out there, when they think about national security, they're thinking, oh, we need a wall. That's the southern border. It's
That's part of it, but that's just a smaller
exactly.
grant of larger strategic crisis readiness, crisis preparedness.
Mm-hmm. That's a small piece of what we're talking about here.
Right. We're talking about people's lives being online every day. It's not just the CIA, you watch TV, no. It's Department of Homeland Security, you know, they get a lot of people there. You get ATF, DEAs all over the world. Afghanistan with the drug lords,
mm-hmm.
people don't understand. The DEA's everywhere. I mean, it's part of what we do, how we do it. Now our friends are putting their lives on the line all the time, our brothers and sisters. And the same people in, you know, MI6, they're doing the same thing. But who in that group I'm talking about has, you know, worked with Operation Crossfire? I know they're feeling the pressure now, and when Steele comes in for testimony, you know, I want to know myself, you know, was his group networked through and using it illegitimately for working against the President of the United States? Where was the dark money coming from? And I don't want to talk about that anymore because I've got a lot more to talk about that personally, so. But that's another topic.
So knowing what we know about, you know, Bruce Steele, why is his Richard Steele? Why is his testimony that important when we know he supplied basically a bogus report?
That's what everybody else is saying. Where did the information come from in the first place? How did they get it? Who was the people that gave him the money to do it?
Right. But he's already said that he can't confirm it.
We don't know that. You're assuming, like a lot of people do, the network that each agent has is international. He was a Russian specialist. Mm-hmm. How many people in Russia were trying to support his efforts? How many people in Europe? Mm-hmm. Where did they surface the dossier at the Halifax, you know, meeting, the security meeting? It ended up in, you know, Reed and John McCain's hands. I don't want to talk about that part. We can talk about that later.
Well, can we?
It's a network. That's another web. We need to discuss at length. That can take 2 hours.
Right. Well, can we trust that the committees will ask those questions?
We can go further down the list here because we have some more questions to ask.
Okay.
Or I think Attorney General Barr is interested in looking at the truth and helping preserve the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. It's national security at that level.
Right.
Yeah,
if we forego this, then we're sacrificing our U.S. Constitution.
Sure.
Right. You can't have an election and then have the national security apparatus basically overthrow it because they want to.
They didn't like the results.
Yeah, that's Banana Republic Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a way of looking at it, but it's been that way for 30 years. And when somebody comes in that's different, that starts changing the mechanism of how it was working, then you get this huge pushback, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Barr will be effective?
Well, we'll see what he wants to do. I mean, he has a huge task under his hands.
Oh.
I was glad that he was approved by the Senate, and now he has to move forward.
The good news is he didn't recuse himself out of the box.
Very seriously,
yay,
at the depth and breadth of what happened.
Right.
This
True.
Is not your common, ordinary case. This is talking about the survival of the United States and the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, how we are here, what we're here for, and what we mean to each other to protect each other's interests and to provide a national security that fulfills that duty, and the President of the United States as Commander-in-Chief fulfills that duty.
All righty. We've got to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guest, Bruce Moran. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
bad.
Moon rising.
Back. Okay, so from now until 2 o'clock, we can no longer say we're not talking about that.
Oh, we can't?
No, no. Okay. Are you going to? The next person who says it's going directly to the penalty box.
Do not pass go, do not collect $200.
We don't have a lot of hockey out here, but I grew up where they had. Actually, I lived down the street from Bobby Orr. Yeah, penalty box. So
under item number 7 on your list here, you go through kind of a list. It says how deep into the bowels of the United States government did the hosts of Operation Crossfire Hurricane operatives and their supporting teams work to try to undermine a sitting president of the United States? And then you go through 1, 2, 3, 4. Can we go through that, Bruce?
Sure, I'd like to go through the information above it because it helps support the information below it.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, we know that there's a FISA warrant. You can get two different kinds, one's FISA warrant 1, one FISA warrant 7. Number 1 gives you all means necessary to investigate. So the President of the United States didn't have anything to back him up. They can go in and look at anything, anywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, what's the criteria for a 1 versus a 7?
They applied for it in the FISA court, and they got it.
Oh, okay.
And they use a dossier as information. From Fusion GPS,
but the one is typically used to
for a spy.
For spies, where 7 is more for.
I don't think President Trump is a spy.
I know.
Depends on how much CNN
Mike
you watch.
Flynn is a spy.
I know that's what's crazy. It should have been under 7, but
okay,
whatever.
Whatever.
Well, now you know how convoluted the national security damage has been.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to keep an eye on that national security damage. And how do we correct this problem? Lindsey Graham's going to go into some of it. Attorney General Barr's, William Barr's going to go into some of it. I think there's a lot of movement that needs to be done to protect the U.S. Constitution. And it's been grossly usurped, undermined, and discounted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
at all levels.
I think
it's at the federal level, the state level.
Well, the thing is, the accident that is made, I think, oftentimes with public perception is that when the guys you don't like appear to be getting their head handed to them, people are kind of happy about that. But they're not looking at what's actually happening, because stuff like this shouldn't be happening to anybody, regardless of party, whether you like them or you don't like them, because if it can happen to them, it could happen to anybody.
It's going to happen to you.
Yeah. We no longer are running a republic.
That is true. That's not the way the Constitution was written.
No.
Or the way you legally follow the rule of law.
Right.
When you have no rule of law, then you have chaos, then you have mayhem, then you have social...
We've seen the commercials. It's bad. Yeah. Mayhem is bad. Although I do think that guy's
funny. It's just terrible that I need to talk about it in this fashion.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting to all my colleagues that are in the investigative agencies. We have gone through 200-plus years of establishing a criteria for protecting the United States under the National Security Council. Has been turned upside down on its back, and we need some resolve.
I mean,
heavy resolve from Congress.
And it's been
owning up to what has been done.
And it's been turned upside down by basically a handful of people.
It's not a handful of people. You keep saying that. It's not.
A big handful?
Okay, thank you.
How big are your hands?
Yeah. I got it.
So not little girl hands.
Fingers. So I don't want to joke around.
These are like Paul Bunyan hands.
You guys are something else.
I know. We're luring you in, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. On any other topic, any other time.
But you know, Bruce, honestly,
it's okay.
Everybody,
national security being damaged to this extent,
yeah,
that it usurped our Constitution, it undermined it. It's far in excess.
Right. It is. It is. And we don't mean to undercut the actual topic. It's just, God, I don't know if you don't. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. If you don't goof around a little bit, it's just it's too. I mean, then you start using words that Ashley's got to beep out and, you know, anger and so much of that.
So it's just not the FISA court. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And how it was operational at that time. It happened in 2011 with the FISA court, and people don't understand it. That's what I'm trying to suggest here, that this is just as important as what happened today as happened in 2011. The Obama administration was given permission from the FISA court to reverse restrictions on the national security's interception of phone calls and messages and emails. So that gave it full-blown rights back in 2011, and then they had any ways and means necessary then. It wasn't approved by Congress. There was no public debate about it. It was just done. So in 2011, they were given the go-ahead. So they had this in place.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
All that was in place, and by the time 2016 and 2017 rolls around, and they want to do things with the FISA court and unmasking, it was like kids' play.
Yeah, there was not much to change. It was already there.
Yeah, to corrupt. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And why is it nobody said anything about it in 2011? I mean, any ideas?
Well, who was in the office at that time?
Right. But, I mean, it wasn't done by one person, right? The handful. Not a handful. It's a lot of people.
Okay, that's a tangential question. See what I mean?
Okay.
We want to go to where we are today.
Okay, well.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Penalty box!
I mean, that's a good question, but for another time. You know what I mean? It's not pertinent to understanding the greater damage it was done. It started in 2011.
Yeah. I just always think it's interesting when these things.
That's how grossly unjust this was to people who were unmasked, or people who were brought under the FISA court, or people who are still in control in the executive branch that know how to manipulate it and to control the president of the United States from that aspect. They're still in there. They don't want to leave office. They're supposed to leave office. They're supposed to allow the president to have those 500 positions approved by the House, approved by the Senate, and then the 3,000 vacancies filled. That hasn't been done.
Hmm.
So let's get back to what we were talking about.
Which
now
time?
You have me talking tangentially. What
questions
is the
I had that were not answering?
That exist in the government right now. So we had leaks to the press. Where did they actually come from? Were they coming from individuals in Operation Crossfire plants inside the White House? Possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come from outside clandestine operations, where we talked about in 2011 onward in the FISA court, they can intercept phone calls and emails. Or had the source of the leak come from both? That's what was driving President Trump crazy at the time. And President Trump didn't know what to do. Because how could you know?
Right. Well, I remember that. There were just so many leaks. There were leaks everywhere. And they couldn't tell who was talking. I think they arrested one girl.
Yeah, he tried to crack it down.
Yeah.
And then Kelly gets hired later, you know. And he put a handle on it. But how can you put a handle on a... on a dam where you're putting a bandage and it's overflowing like crazy.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about here. Now you understand what I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Kelly came in and tried to do his best, who is still compromising the president and Kelly and fulfilling their duties to keep the leaks from coming from the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
these
people
aren't dumb.
I guess we should have seen, you know, everybody should have seen some of this coming, but I don't know if anybody... I mean, this was pretty brazen stuff.
Well thought out, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody was ready for that.
You know why I know about it? Our team knows about it. We've been reporting in on it. But we don't know what's been taken care of, what hasn't been taken care of.
Mm, okay.
That's why you see what's written here. This is very eye-opening.
Yeah, I had no idea they actually wiretapped the White House.
You want to read number two? No, I can explain that.
Had the White House communication systems and or backup technical redundancy systems been partially run by carryover individuals or companies who were part of the Operation Crossfire Hurricane?
So some of the technical staff was still in place.
Yeah.
That is far-reaching.
Sure.
So how do you know? How do you know who compromised national security?
Yeah, I don't know.
The president's White House and the old executive branch is the White House, of course. How was that established in the first place? With technical redundancy to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jeez.
So, yeah, how do you get rid of it? How do you clean it up when they have backups on their backups?
Yeah.
You know.
You got rats in the woodpile.
Well, here's how you would say it, Bill. A back door on the backups.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what that means?
Yeah, another way.
They have a way of coming in and coming into the communication system through a back door. They could have put in a technical redundancy, some part, or anywhere within the system itself.
Right.
The infrastructure of the so.
Well, I have an idea on what we could do, but we'll do that after the break.
Well, I think what they did was they hired the Owan brothers, and then that was supposed to clean it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think we ought to do, but
all right,
we'll let the musical interlude solve that problem for
us. Let's go to number three when we come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you
while you're apart, the crack of dog scholars do what the rest don't do. Or face the fact, the crack of dog scholars may have no other choice than to deport you.
We're back. Alrighty. Where would you like to go now, Bruce?
We are on number three.
That's a good one.
You're not Bruce.
Number two, so I think it's a good one to cover.
Okay.
So we look at the opportunities that exist for the president to be spied upon in the White House and how they could be done and to what extent it could be done and how they can surround the White House in technology. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you don't have anywhere to move or go because you're spied upon in every capacity that could ever be spied upon. And that was, like we're saying, that was done in 2011. And then you have a FISA court number one warrant that gives you any means necessary. And then if the system itself was compromised and through all the different ways you know how to do it, if you look at the Vault 7, it happened 2017 of the NSA CIA was given up. You can go into the iPhones and any kind of electronic consumer device.
Sure.
And tap in. You know, that's the computers and that's your printers and that's the HVA system. You know, the Chinese did that all over the United States, so it's common knowledge in that area. But if they want to get in, they get in. So this is what we're calling. Do they backdoor the White House?
And that's pretty serious stuff. I mean, when you're spying
on the president's going crazy, worried about leaks, and Kelly's trying to lock it down, they could turn all that stuff off for 2 weeks and then turn it all back on. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're part of that Operation Crossfire Hurricane. So technology is as good as you make it, and it's a term I use, and they use it today. It's called morphing. And the technology will adapt to what you're doing. So if you discover it, it will hide itself and adapt to hiding itself from you once you found it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
the technology
stressful.
Technology software is written to that extent.
Because I was going to say, can't they, don't they like sweep for these things or something? Or is that really old, outmoded stuff?
Can you kindly say that again, please?
Like, you know, they always, like in the movies and stuff, they like sweep for listening devices. You know, they seem to be able to just walk around with.
Can't get into a system.
It's probably
see
a TV remote controller.
See if there's any bugs to, you know.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's more complicated than that, but I mean, is it even possible to know?
Okay, say I work for Operation Crossfire Hurricane, okay? And you're coming around with your devices to check. So I call into a control base, okay, we'll call it Crop Center.
Mm-hmm.
They turn everything off. They're checking.
But if it was left on, they would be able to, they might be able to detect it?
Yeah, but the common malware viruses now can adapt and they morph and they adjust.
Yeah.
If they're in there. So you have to have a forensic team that really knows what they're doing, how they're doing it, where they're coming in, you know, and then.
Right, right.
And then I think the White House gets hit on about a million times a day.
Sure.
But if your inside group is part of Operation Crossfire, then you don't have a stone cold chance anywhere, you know.
Yeah, you have no clue.
No. Well, you do, but then you know it's happening, but you don't know how to address it.
So
that's what I'm talking about. Where did this happen? How did it happen? Did it happen during transition period where you had the transition team? Did it happen when the people were taking office, just forming? We knew it happened with Michael Flynn, right?
Right.
We knew things happened at that time.
Sure.
And then we have when all the new people come in. So we knew there weren't 400 people on the national security team at the time. They had to hire a bunch of people. And how many of them were part of that system? How many were not? And then how many people at the White House were using their cell phones and not checking them in correctly? Because Kelly was hired later.
Right.
As Reince Priebus. So we had this whole slew of problems with national security that existed that compromised the president. And that's why he was ticked off. You know, I mean, he had a right to be.
So when you know, because when we would always hear that there was some leak out of the White House, you always think of somebody, you know, printing something out, coming
out,
telling somebody.
Some individual player that's, you know, sneaking documents out or.
But potentially, they're just.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's old
school. It can happen that way, too. But it can happen probably, I can think of 30 different ways.
Yeah.
Sure, it'd be much more efficient to just listen in.
Just digital information leaving the White House. So, to answer your question, did the CIA work as a lead USD organization to run Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Answer, yes.
No, that's something A.G. Barr has to ask and find out and do the investigation.
That's in the hot.
Okay.
So that's a question I'm asking because I know the great vulnerabilities that exist right now,
mm-hmm.
and that some of them haven't been corrected because I can't talk more about that, but just say that.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So
then you had national security staff carryovers from the Obama administration. So we don't know if they were part of it or not.
That's right.
So waiting to find out that. So these are basically
when
all...
I saw this presented on TV in terms of the cable news network, they weren't understanding this component, this tech component combined with people inside, outside, sometimes in, sometimes out. You know,
sure.
It can happen in such a variety of multiple ways. That's why I said President Trump is doing a victory lap in an armored car, you know,
mm-hmm.
because the exposure is very high. It's happening all the time.
Right.
He's doing a tremendous job. You know, there's no doubt about that. But this other side to it, how is that properly addressed and how is it stopped?
So let me ask you this. The FISA warrant, the FISA Title I warrant, is that still in effect?
Well, the council just closed out.
All right, so that's not active anymore.
As far as you know.
That's what you like to think.
Well, yeah.
Think of the 2011.
Yeah, so they opened the door and then pretended to shut it.
You don't need a court order for 2011. Remember what we talked about earlier. That's what I'm saying. You have to keep things chronologically in the head. This is complicated. That's another web. See, that's good, Bill, that you asked that question. And Aaron, that you're helping support that. Because it still can exist in a different way. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So he is potentially still somewhat surrounded.
It's also coming in by the Russians and by the Chinese, and Ukrainians are some of the best hackers in the world. It's a different play, but when you're first talking about somebody who's running for president got hacked, and there are like four or five different countries that appear to have access, so it's a different discussion, but it happens at the White House all the time. So I'm not making small of it, but I'm saying the exposure done from inside your own government on you through our own intelligence agencies, that's heavy-duty national security damage.
Well, just the fact that if the CIA was involved in that, total violation there. I mean,
that's outside its charter, of course, but if it had been done with the DNI or FBI coordinated, plausible deniability with 5E, with 14 eyes coming in from satellites. There's a lot. That's what I'm saying. That's a whole another dimensional look at this.
God, it makes it sound like you'll never. It's so augured in. You're never going to be able to figure
it's
out
like black mold.
That's right.
Yeah, how are you ever going to figure out where it's coming from or started?
You can. It's just a matter of.
I would imagine that
having people loyal to the country,
right? And you have to sit down and be super methodical about it.
Follow national security protocol,
right?
And have the right people in office to make ensure it, because you need checks on it, right? Mm-hmm. You need cross checks on it. You need counter checks, and that has to be done every day. That's how it's done. When you send a SEAL team out, they're checking themselves, checking their partners, they're checking their younger brothers. They're checking each other out all the time. When they come back, they debrief each other that way, too. And the same protocol used in special operations should be used in crisis readiness, crisis preparedness, national security protocols for the White House cybersecurity force. Did I get that out okay?
Yeah. Have the national security protocols tightened in recent years, or are they still pretty much the same as they've always been?
Yeah, the best they can. But you now are moving into quantum. Sooner, quicker, faster transmissions.
Right.
So, they can supersede another, smaller bandwidth and come in. You're talking about technology. There's different kinds of technology, different kinds of metals that can be used. Some of it's used in our defense systems. I don't want to go into that because it's higher level, the conversation. Let me break it down at some point for you, and then we can go into that part of the conversation.
Right.
Because some technologies, and this is President Trump's major point, and he did a great job on this. He's talking about dual-purpose technology. And American companies that are in China, some of them are dual-purpose technology. What does that mean?
Right.
Industrial, military.
Right.
And if we're giving that up.
Yeah, we just did a show on that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but it's heavy duty. So that has a larger impact on national security because you're allowed to be compromised inside and outside. So it's inside and outside the White House with Operation Crossfire. It's inside and outside the country through corporations dealing with dual-purpose technologies.
Yeah, they buy it for one purpose, and as soon as they get it out of the country, it's immediately flipped over for military use, which was not part of the part of the agreement.
You can say that. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's what happened in
with Shane Todd.
Yeah, Shane Todd. We had a
show last week. I know that, but there's more to that.
Well, of course. But if you're going to say it in 5 seconds, that's all we get. Hey, and we have to take a really quick break. We'll be back with our guest, Bruce Moran.
Okay, we have 15 minutes left, so let's...
Plus or minus.
Okay.
All righty, and you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
I moved out to Langley recently with a plain and simple dream. Wanna infiltrate some third world place and topple their regime. Those men in black with their mansion suitcases, where everything's on a need-to-know basis. Agents got that swagger, everyone's so cloak and dagger. I'm feeling nervous, but I'm really kind of wishing for an undercover mission. That's when the red alert came on the radio, and I put my earpiece on. Got my dark sunglasses on, and I had my weapon drawn. So I get my handcuffs, my cyanide pills, my classified dossier. Timing the phones like, yeah. Shredding the files like, yeah. And then my rise, all the enemy spies, I gotta neutralize today. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. I've done a couple of crazy things that have almost gotten me dismissed. Like terminate some head of state who wasn't even on my list. Burn that microfilm, buddy, will you? I'd tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you. You need a quickie confession. We'll start a waterboarding session. No hurry on this South American dictator. I'll assassinate him later. That's when he walked right in my laser sights. And my silencer was on. And my silencer was on. And another target's gone. Yeah, we got our flag up all over the world. From Kazakhstan to Bombay. Paying the bribes like, yeah. Plugging the leaks like, yeah. Interrogating the scum of the earth. We'll break them by the break of day. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah. It's a party in the CIA.
Would that it were that much fun.
All right, Bruce, we were... We were. Yeah. So
it's all about work.
Pick it up. We got.
We've got a lot of possible things to find out. I mean, in the list, you've got a good
as
list
much
here.
As I can talk about them and to what extent I know, but I emailed Aaron on one of the things I knew that was hot, but it was between us and things that are happening. You know.
So I can tell you about that one, Bill, or I'd have to kill you.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was his birthday yesterday, so that would just be
time,
rude.
But to what extent they happen and how they happen and. Who's involved? That's what we're trying to discover here.
Right.
And the discovery process is what our Attorney General William Barr is tasked to do. And if we go to 7B, that's what I didn't like. Because we are aiding and abetting the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else. You want to read that one?
Yeah, I was just going to say, for people who aren't looking at it, nefarious Operation Crossfire Hurricane actors use any or all spying tradecraft measures to constantly harass, harangue, impede, and give misinformation about White House operations?
That's what the Russians and the Chinese will do. We're doing their work for them. That's what I'm trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they try to do. Yep. We are the ones doing it to ourselves.
Well, then
the Russians and the Chinese are saying thank you very much.
Yeah, well, they just plant the seed, and then our press runs with it, and then gets everybody wound up.
And Putin and Z are probably sitting back in their chairs saying, "What crazy Americans are these?"
Yeah. This is easier than we thought.
Yeah. There's no collusion. It's not us. It's them.
Yeah.
Look, they made it up and carried it out. And, and blamed us. Made us look good. And so then, were they, the growing negative reservoir of information to create chaos. And
No, that's different. That's
right,
a different thing.
Right, but you have that to create chaos inside the White House. And I'm like, yeah, what about chaos everywhere else?
I mean, yeah, okay. I want to explain that to you.
Please do.
Okay. That's a different question.
Correct.
You know what PsychOps is?
Kind of.
Is that what we use on our dog to get him to do what we want?
Yeah. it's a way of manipulating people, but you can also create an alternative reality.
Oh, no, that's what he uses on us.
You create an alternative reality.
Okay.
That makes sense, and that's what they've kind of done.
You build a growing negative reservoir of information to create chaos inside the White House. So if you create an alternative reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
what did Goebbels do? He created alternative realities.
Sure.
So that's the same thing.
So it's still,
but that's what PsyOps is.
Sure, tell a lie often enough and it comes true.
Using operations that make them believe things are going on. But you can have it happen with people working directly with them, like we're talking about. They can be implants at the White House, or you can do it outside the White House. Because it'll keep you guessing and have you trying to close those clandestine operation networks down. And again, they can turn them off and then turn them on. Or it can be a morphine virus that adapts. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you find it, it knows it's been found, it disappears.
Oh, and again, this is why it's so important that we get the opportunity to put the right people in there and stop getting roadblocked and, you know, having our hands tied.
Yeah, the more right people you're saying, Bill, is the more you can check, cross-check and counter-check your cybersecurity systems, your national security network of people,
mm-hmm.
and how your policy is being instituted in the executive branch, and how all the people in the executive branch are coming to support the president and all 3,000 people capacity, along with the 500 at the upper level class C positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
If you don't have your people in there attacking this situation head on, you're playing their game.
They're heavily embedded, though, you know, they all have their loyalties,
mm-hmm.
both Democrat and Republican, you know, and you don't know who they're on, side they're on. So if they're being watched over, they're not going to be able to do that.
Is it that hard to figure out what side
they're
on?
Let me give you an example. And I give this to people in the intelligence community. We have a bunch of people on our border, but some of them are corrupt, and they're Border Patrol people. Okay. Now, if we have 5,000 down there, and we put another 10,000, how corrupt can they be if more people are looking over everybody else? They're checking, cross-checking, and counter-checking. You can't get the drugs through. You can't get the child trafficking in. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the more people that the president has, the more you can stop it just by the power of numbers.
Right, right. No, that totally makes sense. And that's,
yeah, so that's what I'm trying to convey here. The president's been strapped by not having his Class C-500 appointees put in. And then there's another 3,000. Chuck is saying maybe 4,000, but we know 3,000 kind of vacancies that haven't been filled. That's ridiculous.
That is, especially 2 years in.
We have 25 million people in the United States, and I think there's a certain amount of them that can fill that support President Trump are in that 3,000 bracket.
Right.
Would you not think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're 2 years into this game. I mean,
no more.
Over 2 years, 2.5 years. And
don't forget, we applied to the transition team, so that was even before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those people, too.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Some people got kicked off the transition teams. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The president, I don't know what the president knows or doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, then you have an incoming administration that isn't actually able to do what they promised the public. I mean, everybody says, oh, they never live up to their campaign promises and stuff. But it's fairly difficult to carry out an agenda that you've put forward if, you know.
Your people aren't in place to implement it.
Yeah.
They call that the administrative part of the problem because it's in the executive branch, departments, and agencies.
Right.
And how they bog it down is they have things that are called laws that are instituted by each department agency, but they overlap. So if you're trying to get your policy through, if they're overlapping, then you can't move it through.
Are they laws or rules?
Both. That's right. Procedures, laws, rules. There's a procedural part of the law that you have to go to court, and that's protracted too. So you're up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also put into the report about the farmers, the ranchers, and the entrepreneurs. They can't go up against that because it's too big dealing with the United States government.
Sure.
They go bankrupt trying to defend themselves in the court.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same national security problem because we need to protect our food supplies. But if there are people who are guilting the system against certain farmers, ranchers, and entrepreneurs, then you have the same problem.
Yeah, it's a big system. You can't.
It's really convoluted in a way. That's why I'm trying to sort it out in a simpler way, because I know people working on this personally. Because I'm, you know, that's what I do.
Well, the other part of it too is they've put a real chilling effect on anybody who would support a future president. You look at all the people who wound up investigated and into zillions of dollars in legal fees defending themselves from doing nothing.
Just being affiliated.
Right. Who got pulled right out of their shoes in midstream. So, you know, you look at it then, how many people are going to come forward? And we don't get the best people that way. It's not a good way to get the best and the brightest folks. So.
All right, Bruce.
We've burned.
How much time do we have left?
12 seconds.
You know, hey, thank you. God bless you. God bless America. Protect our national security interests. Let's hope this information gets out there and people are able to act on it in an appropriate and fitting manner.
Yep. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on and sharing what you can with us. And
yeah, sorry, Chuck couldn't make it. We could talk another 2 hours about other things that apply to it, but I think we did okay.
Yeah.
But there's a larger, like I said.
And there's a huge amount of information.
Information.
Yeah.
Clandestine activities that are involved. So
well, we got
a lot of things to do.
Ton of information for you on the website. All the things that we referenced today are on there for you to read, with links, etc., from our guest, Bruce Moran, from Security Solutions Technology.
God bless you all. God bless America.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.